always have to be running, me. Just give up and surrender. It'll stop all the running. Thank the Lord this evening for all I've been listening at. The good word of God. Every bit of it is precious to me. I have a thought upon my heart. I believe it will be good for all of us. Because you and I meet with many things in the world around about where we live. And you and I need sometimes to know about some things that's happened before to help us to be able to be victorious in the things that come our way. I happened to be sitting in a courthouse one time, years ago, listening to a case. Just had nothing else to do. It was cold. I just went in and sat down out of the cold. But this case was a little new. But the two lawyers got together and they said, "You remember a case like this some time ago? I wonder how that come out." He said, "Let's look in. See how that case come out. It was something like this one." And they looked in there and they saw that in that case, though it didn't look so good, there was victory in it. Well, I say that to say this. Sometimes we look back in the things. Our troubles and our cares and sorrows. Sometimes we look back in the cases that have been in time past. Will help you and I in gaining the victory in that which is around about us. Now this evening, if I was to give a thought or a name of what I'm going to talk about, it would be defeat right in the very midst of trouble. In other words, defeat in, I'd call it victory. Right when we looked like we was in defeat, then victory come our way. Now, saints, you and I can look back in the Word of God, and we'll find one of those people look like they were crushed to the earth. But God never left them that way. God always brought victory. When it looked like that, they went as far as they could go. That's what I want to get to our soul, to encourage us. Though it looked like that you've done everything you can do, yet if we keep right on down there, there's victory before the defeat comes to us, we're in God. I say that many times people have given down. Many times people have weakened, become discouraged, you might say, right at the time when victory was in reach. Victory was in reach. Just right there, and victory was right there. But not knowing just how, not remembering just how things had worked out, begin to look at our own self instead of some witness sometime. You and I need to look at some witnesses sometime. We need to look in and see how God has worked in certain cases. How that God has come to the rescue. Surely God will come to my rescue. He come to theirs and just give me a little bit more victory in my soul to press on a little longer. Victory will come to you and I. Brother talking about inheritance this morning. Victory is an inheritance for you and I. Oh yes, it's an inheritance for you and I. But you know, sometime we got to look back in the Word of God. We find where it looked like that there was no way through and no way around. But God always made a way. The song said, God will make a way somewhere. God will make a way somehow. It matters not what mine and your troubles and pressures maybe. God will make a way. That's something we want. Something that that works. We want to turn over here. I believe it's 1 Samuel, about 17, probably 23. We want to notice here that there was a battle going on here. The saints was in a battle. That's right, they was in a battle. And they were in a hard battle. They were losing ground. They needed something somewhere. I noticed that God has always had a way to bring victory if it is way that God works. There's victory when God works. Now in this battle here were the children of Israel, and they were battling a battle against the enemy. You and I contact that. And listen, in this battle, God had reached a long ways out somewhere to get something to come in to help out in this battle. Those that were around there, seeming as though they were fearful, seemed like they had become fearful. So if you and I become fearful sometimes, if you and I would stand still, though the thing makes you shake a little bit, if you wait on God, God's got victory in the quietest speech to mind in your whistle. Yeah. All right, what did he say? Somebody got it? How's that? Yeah, now listen. They've been in battle in here. Now listen, you and I are like some champions sometimes. Yeah. Hey, any reason you saying you're not going to meet up with Israel? You and I are going to meet up with some champions sometimes. Then they've been battling here. We have to read the whole book and maybe another book to get a whole connection in this. Take you long. But here in this battle, the enemy sent out a champion to defy the children of God. You know, the enemy sometimes will send out somebody that'll make your knees shake. Send out some kind of something that'll make you shake. Yes. Bigger than you are. Oh, yes, sir. You tell me you're bigger than that. It's bigger than you. But yet, when God has got something better than that. All right, he said, send out a champion. And what did he do? He defies. Do you know the enemy defies the saints of God? They come right out and defy the saints of God. Sometimes you've boasted you're not able to stand and you can't make it and this thing and that thing. You're not able. Of course, he's talking right direct to you. And you know just about how you are. But God love your heart, there's one standing right by your side. They can talk louder than he can talk. All right, listen. Next verse. Next verse.
Man of Israel said, "Hath not seen this man that has come up?
Have you seen this man that has come up?
Surely to defy Israel, if he come up, and it shall be that the man who killed him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter."
That's enough, that. You know this king that come up there? And they said, "Now they would give great things if he could be defeated. The woman could defeat him and give great things." But you know, God don't care much about you and I giving to him only ourselves. Help us defeat. But I believe he said in one place, we're not able to read all that, Captain. I believe he said in one place, when he comes to defy him, where is it wrong in that chapter? Where David began to talk. David began.
26 verse.
26 verse.
What did he say? David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, "What is the judgment of the man that shall
Yes.
Yeah, we don't.
Take it away and we're supposed to visit.
Yeah. Now, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he can defy the children of Israel? I'm going to ask you, today, saints of God, what is this a place where you and I can be defied and defeated if we stand in God? That's not a place. Now, the chariot looks like that place, didn't it? Oh, and more. Yes. Well, I want to go on down now. That's lots of reasons.
Yes.
Go on down now where David.
And he said, why can't you down hither? And where the little man shall have those few sheep of the Lord? I know God cried.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not hard. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, before I come down, I would like you to battle.
That's right.
David said, why am I still doing it?
What am I done doing?
Is there not a call?
Is there not a call? David hadn't been a child of God. What happened? What made it happen? This time was coming. This battle was coming. This time was coming. And God had to have a man that can look back and see that God has blessed you. Saying that God hasn't blessed you, how can you help somebody? May the Lord encourage our hearts. I was on the way. Yes. Remember the former day. Now then it just began to brighten up a little bit, didn't it? It began to brighten up a little bit, and then began to look around. You may have had your head between your knees, brother. You may have been down and that tear and didn't know what you were going to happen, but you begin to look and see how God had blessed your soul and God had come to you and God had took you out of the hard place one time. You begin to raise up and shake yourself a little bit. That's right. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thy servant slew both the lion and the back. God, I'm going to see us, everyone. Just running and these old hairs are getting degraded. I'm going to leave here one of these days. Religion, I'm in the strength of God. And be strong, victorious in every battle that on through.
David said, moreover, the Lord
that
delivered thee out of the
paw of
the lion.
He delivered thee out of the
paw of
the lion.
Out of the paw of
the bear. You deliver me out of this too. Thank the Lord. Let us be like that. And I know that God will not leave you. He will not leave you the place that He can't take you through. Never did do it. Say it's how God never had. Never said if God had left him where he couldn't get out. Sometimes they got into pretty hard places, but God let your heart they come out shining like pure gold. Somebody said, I'd like to shine for the Lord. Just come out of a few of them things, you come out shining like pure gold. Thank the Lord. God will deliver me out of this too. And it looked like a thief, but you deliver me out of this too. May the Lord encourage our hearts. All those warriors around that, with the swords and with their armor on and all that. Standing over there and shaking. And we only of God and one of the things. That's right.
Yeah.
Confidence in God. I think about a little child one time. Just a little child. Wasn't old enough to go to school yet. He could talk good though. Didn't talk something about God. Father was very sick. Been sick several days. And ministers went and prayed. Lots of them went and prayed. They still lingered sick. One day that little child come along with the tiger. Things wasn't getting along so good. She went in there and she looked at Papa and her heart was burdened for Papa. Though she wasn't old enough, remember much. She walked up and laid her little hand on his hand and said, Father, Jesus healed me. The pain was gone. The pain was gone, though it only just a little child. Saints, you don't take big robust men to win the victories for God. Oh, listen to this. It takes you. You need it in the hands of God, and God will be nothing. Oh, we're going to be talking this morning. But I have to use you in a while. All you said, you know how to explain joy. I'm going to tell you, joy is in when the glory of God's broken loose. That's real joy in our soul, isn't that right? Just the glory of God bubbling over in our soul. I'm going to tell you, there won't be no glory of God bubbling over when you can't see your way through and in the back and not going to make it part of your heart. But listen, as you look back, we saw, see these things that yet part of your heart, God brought them through. We don't read all that. It's too much to read. You all know about this boy. how he went out there. They came out and tried to put an armor on him. He didn't want that armor. That wasn't his way of doing. By the time the devil likes you to go around some other way. But brother, that's not God's way of doing. You and I won't count in the face of God under your heart with the word of God and the spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you, you and I are going to teach it up.
And all you know, the Lord told him, you go out there, that giant come out there, and he said, I'll feed you to the birds. I'll feed you to the birds, you little old, I don't know what he called him altogether, but he didn't call him a saint of God. I'll feed you out of the birds of the air. David went out and obeyed God. He told him what he'd do too. It looked like David was bragging. Brother, I have to brag in the ways of God, don't you? I have to tell what God does and what God can do. I love to do that. Look like his little boy bragging after that giant got done. He said, I'll just feed you too. I'll just feed you to the birds. I'll take that daddy of yours down to Jerusalem. Thank the Lord. That giant come out there, and he didn't come alone. Little old David had a few little old smooth stones, but God knew just how big a stone to get. He got a great big stone like a lot of fellows trying to get something too big to handle. Don't get nothing. Just get what God did you, and you won't get nothing too big to handle.
Praise the Lord. That's true, brother.
That'd be a lot of work. And you just go down, and you pick out a few little smooth stones, and you put them in that little shepherd's bag that you're used to handling. Don't try to handle something you're not used to handling.
Yeah.
Oh, don't try to pray in some like somebody else. You just do what you've been handling.
Yeah.
Here come out that giant. He come out again with his sword and his armor on and his sword barrels out in front of him. He come out there boasting. Listen, David taking that little sling in his hand. They tell me, I don't know how true it is. I don't know much about his story. The little boy that never got no learning. Never got nothing out of school. All I got comes in your heart. What God give me. And he come out there. Just with a little old smooth stone that in hand, and God told him to let it go. God dug your heart and hit the mark. They tell me there's just a place in that heaven in the front of his head, just digging up for that stone that goes through. And you got a big one, you know, and it just a bounced off. You just take what God gives you. You just take what the Lord gives you. Put up your heart and you and I can win the victory through it.
Brother,
all right.
Brother Martin, he said here, neither do I exercise myself in greater matters.
Yes.
Or in things too high for me.
In things too high for me. Thank the Lord. Just keeping the will of God. Just doing the will of God. All right, saints, I have that read. So help you and I to look back. Look back. I think about the time when it looked like in the feet. In the 22nd chapter, I believe, of Genesis, God gave this man a son. He gave him a boy. He prayed for him. God gave him to him. Then God told him to take him up of your heart and take him to Moriah, the land of Moriah. How you take him down? You offer him on the sacrifice. Look like, Lord, you give him to me. Now I've got to do away with him. I got to do away with him. Got to kill him up there, sacrifice him on the mountain. But I'm going to tell you, what dug your heart when he got up there? He built the altar. He made the wood on it. He put the lad on it. He tied him there. And he brought back tonight. Finished the last part of him. The nation, right in the feet. Till the voice come down and God out of here. Right here, look like it was all gone. Look like this is the last one. But he know he brought that knife back. God said, Abraham, he said, I'm here yet, Lord. Here I am. He said, stay your hand. Stay your hand. Stay your hand. Don't do that. Well, it looked like it.
Look like it's going to be too late. Look like it was going to work out. He had faith in God, all right. Now that God would raise that son. But yeah, it looked like the end of the road. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what caused that? Brother Todd preached into a chair a while back, didn't he? Brother preached into a chair. Now I come over here with you. Brother Wilson, the place. Do you know, if Abraham would have went to any other mountain, there wouldn't have been a sheep tangled in the ground. He went right where God told him to go in. And now that God told him, that do the work, God goes to victory. He's right behind you. Right behind you there. Hanging in the ground. Well, God done that for him, didn't he? Won't God do that for us? Say, won't God do that for us? I don't feel like being discouraged, do you? Not a bit in the world. I thought about another. Maybe over here next is returning to read that a little bit. I'm just bringing up some things that happened. You and I can look into them, saying, you and I need more courage. You and I need to look on the victorious side. Well, we don't need to look on the defeated side. We need to look on the victorious side. Exodus 14:1. Yes?
That the Moses
said, now here's the time that Moses, when they're living the children of Israel, out of Egypt, isn't that right? Come right down to a place where there's a mountain there. There's a mountain there. There was a city right there. The enemy was right there. It looked like they faced him. It looked like he was nowhere else. Sometimes, brother, it may not look like there's any way out, but there is a way out. The knee route, the humble route, the obedience to God will bring a way out. All right, what did he say?
The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace.
Yeah.
Lord
said to Moses,
cry thou unto me.
Yeah.
You speak unto the children of Israel
as
they go forward.
You speak unto the children of Israel
as
they go forward.
But lift thou up the rock. And go down by the name of the sea.
Yes.
And divide it.
And divide it.
And the children of Israel shall go on dry land.
And the children of Israel shall go on dry land. But here they were. Before that he stretched out that rock.
That
still now, I see the salvation of God. That was for us to today. You and I are going to be in that place where we just stand still, see God work it out. I think sometime, I say it, I'm going to say it again. Little boy, he flying a kite one time. He got the string all tangled. He came in the house crying and said, Mama, my string's all tangled. Couldn't you untangle it like flying a kite? She started that he held to the string. Directly she said, Son, if you let the string loose, I'll untie the knot. Well, sometimes God wants to untie the knot. God wants to bring about the victory. That's let the spring move. Let God have the whole thing. Bring about a victory. They come down there. They encamp there, didn't they? They encamp right there at the Red Sea. There was the end of that path. There was a mountain on each side. No way out. No way out of that. What are they going to do now? They said, Moses, one of those graves back there, in that land back yonder, that bring us down here to perish. This man kill us down here. God said, you tell him to stand still. You tell him to stand still and see the salvation of God. But listen, it looked like defeat. But you know, when the Lord, oh Moses, stretched that rod out over that sea, that old sea began to fall back. The south wind began to blow. East wind, was it not? East wind. It began to blow it back there. It began to pile up there. Listen, up of your hand. Right in the very defeat of the fire. There, victory come. It started to march. They started to march right on down across that Red Sea down there. God, he hardened that man's heart that day.
You know, sometimes the Lord lets the devil run you to trap him. Sometimes lets you see that he's got his path to encourage your heart. Got him down there in the Red Sea, and he said that those enemies you see today, you won't see them no more. You won't see them enemies no more. Oh, thank the Lord, that old test and that old trial, that old thing that trying to hem you up, and you just follow right after God. You won't see that thing, and it doesn't back up. Been in the past. All right, we're going. Stop on that. We're going a little further. I think about another now. These scriptures are very familiar to us. But yet I want to get out to you that God, like in the face of defeat, God made victory out of it. You remember the three Hebrew children? When they came, you know, the old king made a decree that every man that didn't bow down and worship that idol when he heard the music, they were put into the fire. Don't you know that? Don't you know that time come when that furnace was hit seven times hotter than needed to be? Don't you know that the king sent word and told him, now if you bow down and worship this old golden image, it'll be all right with you. And then they stepped out like we do a saint of God and said, King, we're not careful to answer you. The God in whom we serve is able to deliver us, and if not, we will never bow down to that thing. We'll not do it. You know, and if I teach to them, they teach to them boys, and they got over there and bound them. They went back down there and see in the old furnace. Why can we do a saint of God? Said, King, we're not careful to answer you. The God in whom we serve is able to deliver us, and if not, we will never bow down to that thing. We'll not do it. You and the black teacher, that the teacher, them boys, and they got over there and bound them. They went back down there and see in the old furnace. She was roaring with hate. Them soldiers taking them down there to throw them in it. They looked like defeat. They looked like the end of the way. But God love your heart. When they throwed him in there was another man in there. There's another man in that. Listen, victory of his soul. Victory, a whole battle of victory. They look like defeat. They look like they couldn't make it. Old King looked down and said, I tell you, to throw three in there. Yes, that's what we told him. Should I see another walking around down there? But love your heart, you and I say to the God, reclined, we have not turned from the truth. That is not what come, what go. We have stand by the truth. You'll see Jesus walking around there. May I see him just in form, like we look at each other. And I'm going to tell you, there is something down in your soul that you've been feeling him down there. Feeling him down there. To bring those boys out of there. Bring them on up here. I'm going to put them over all this out here. They've got a God that's wonderful about them. They've got a God that's able to deliver out of the first party first. Bring them out without even the smell of fire. Saints, God can bring you out without a scratch. Bring you out without a scratch. I told you, Saints, I'm going to tell you again. You'll help me out in this year again. I say you'll bring you out without a scratch. Just as sure as I stand on this platform. There was a man who fought me one time. God love your heart. And man that was working for me. Standing up there. I in a dump truck. He jumped out and come down. When this man got tired and walked away. He jumped down and he said, Mr. Barton, did he hurt you? I said, No, sir, he didn't hurt me. Yeah, he said, listen, I saw that man hit you 14 times. I said, no, he never laid a hand on me. If I wasn't there, but look at your heart, I come out without a scratch. I come out without a smell of God on me. But look at your heart, listen, descend through that made me stronger in God. That's this, and through the God, regardless what may come ago. May the Lord encourage your heart. Help us. I don't know what time it's getting to be here. Time goes too fast sometimes.
I'm going to come down
just a few more things. You know, when I met Jesus of Nazareth, that great man come down to this earth, and I was here among the people, and the great things he done, and how to say, and tried to get king out of him. They thought lots of him, and he was a friend of sinners. Thank the Lord, that was me. He was a friend to me too. He was a friend of sinners. He raised the dead. He healed the blind. He healed the leprosy. And all those things. He was a wonderful man. But one time they laid their hands on him. They're taking him out into the court. They condemn him. They hang him on the cross. The ones that stood around. The ones that didn't love him. Other ones that have thought, surely this is the man. God has sent us. This is the Savior. This is our King. I've thought about it. I've thought of the many things he has done, no doubt. But now they brought him up to trial. Before the court, we condemned him. Is that right? We thought it. He was false witness. Condemned the Savior. They took him and hung him on the cross. He hung there until he dropped his head on his breast and died like other men die. They stood and watched it. They said, oh, our Savior, the one we called, we're going to be blessed. He died like everyone else. He looked like the feed. He looked like all the hopes had gone out. These two of them had started to another town. Journeying along, and he was talking concerning that wonderful man. What wonderful things he had done. He had upon the earth, but they had killed him. They had buried him. They had put him in the tomb like everybody else. They were walking along. Somebody walked up to him. They were talking about it. But what's your conversation? What he said? We were talking about the master. And you know, he said they crucified him. That good man, they killed him. And today is the third day. And listen, on the divine, they kept journeying on up the way, and they come during the parting of the road, after the road divided, and he acted like he was going on. They were going this way. They said, come and abide with us tonight. They didn't want to talk more about that dead man, no doubt. What a wonderful man he was. How they had been defeated. They thought he would come to stay. They thought he'd come to be the wonderful one then. He's dead now. This is the third day. You know, he took up some bread and began to bless that bread. And their eyes had come open. They were going to swell. God, maybe I'm higher. Why are you going to be there? Why are you going to have your heart? Jesus stood right there. Jesus stood right there. Right into a heavy heart. Oh, today's your one. Through life, your heart to make it. Jesus standing right there. Jesus standing right there. Oh, I think about Mary Magdalene and those when they went down. I called it too, my dear. Pronounce the other and just cry. Lord, he has said to God, now they say the tomb. They took him down to the tomb and buried him there. Mary Magdalene and some of the rest of them, they went down there on the first day of the week. They wanted to anoint his body. They looked for his body to be that in the church. They looked for his body to be that. They wanted to anoint that one they loved. They loved him. He worked into their lives and their hearts. He's been a wonderful man to them. We want to go down now. We want to anoint that body. They're so precious to us. They got out with that note. They said they wanted to roll over the stone away. But they looked and they saw the stone roll away. That was victory and defeat. We knew how I was going to do it. But when they got that in the other room, nonsense! I'm telling you about it! Not going to make it up when you get to it, the victory's that. That's right. Not before you get to the victory's that. He stooped down and looked in the tomb. They didn't see nothing, only just some grave cloth. Just some grave cloth. Somebody stole him away. Somebody's taken him away. I'm not able to cool it off.
But he knew, as I said, somebody taking him away. You know, they went and told the other disciples, didn't they? That they stole their master. We don't know where they're taking him. We don't know where they're taking him to. He told them many times he was going to raise. The third day, they couldn't comprehend that. They didn't understand that. That is deeper language than they knew anything about. Peter run. The other man, one of the others, running, beating. Isn't that right? He looked in. That's what he saw. When Peter got there, he went down into the tomb. He didn't see nothing but got the grave cloths. Saw where he had laid in the tomb. Peter came out and went on back to the house. Isn't that right? But that one lingered around a while. Lingered, all those saints, Victor's there, let's linger around a while. Let's wait a while. Victor's there. Might look like defeat. I thank God today there's no defeat in serving God. There's no defeat in serving God. Sometimes we wonder why this and why that. But there's no defeat in serving God. Mary, she stood there. Back then it was when somebody spoke to her right here. She thought it was the gardener. She said, "Where have you taken him? Where is the lady? I'd like to go get him. I'd like to give him a good burial. Just where have you taken him to?" He said, "Mary." One time in one of the books it said, "Why seek you the living among the dead?" Oh, why are they grumble and cry when the victor's there? Said Mary. It looked like defeat, didn't it? What was the victory? Jesus said, "I knew you was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. I got the keys. Dead in hell, I've got it now. Listen, the old tomb, they look like the fetus. God thank you to us today, children of God. God, victory to you and I." That's what the brother talking about this morning. Over there in the fifth chapter of Revelation. When it looked like the book was all sealed up. It looked like there was no way. They had searched everywhere, hadn't they, brother? They had searched everywhere. When it looked like the thief. Look out in the house, listen, from their heart, there was one said, "Give the book to me. Give the book to me." The Lion of the tribe of Judah. God bless your heart. Lord, I thank thee for you and I. May the Lord encourage our hearts. Help you and I along the way. Just to look to the Lord. I think about another scripture that I'm going to be through. Pray for me. Ever since I was sick, I get to hurting pretty bad. Oh, I get done. Let God with your heart. If I die up here, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God. Amen. I look one time, there was a prophet. Ezekiel the prophet. God told him one time, he said, "Come and go with me. I want you to go down to a valley. I want you to go with me down to a valley." He took him down there, and there was just a whole bunch of dry bones. That's all there was. Just nothing but a bunch of dry bones. That thing didn't look good, did it? He didn't look good. He said to him, he said, "Ezekiel, can these bones live?" He said, "Lord, you know." I don't see how, but Lord, you know. Sometimes we don't know how, brother. You and I don't know how. But God knows how. That's my theme. God knows how. God knows the way through. I don't think there's any way from that. But God knows the way through. Shall you speak to those bones? You begin to prophesy out of them bones, and they begin to shake around there and kind of get together. Shin you begin to come up home there. Flesh begin to come up home down. Look all right, but they get there. That's not enough. They get the God to be. What did he say? He said, "Prophesy to the wind. Breathe in the wind. Breathe upon that." Yep. And the devil, they come to the end of the soul. They come alive. alive and stood up. Isn't that right? That's all the feet that come to your heart. It's not enough to get it. The same as water. The same as water. It's not enough.
Praise the Lord.
Lord,
thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Encourage our heart. Saints, don't be discouraged. Don't let the devil come around and try to defeat you. Look back. Did you ever find a place where God failed? Never found a place where God failed. Pray for me. We're going to have to stop perfectly there.